Okay, right now in downtown Manhattan, a quartet is performing. It's been performing for almost 2 weeks straight, and it's not showing any signs of slowing down. Of course, it helps that three-fourths of the quartet is machine, and the human component works in shifts. In fact, internet users all over the world take turns entering melodies and watching the machine translate a little hunting and pecking into a sort of symphony.
It's part of a project called Absolute Machines, yes, sponsored by the vodka brand of the same name. Recently, we spoke to the creators of the so-called Absolute Quartet, Jeff Lieberman and Dan Paluska. Now, Dan joined us here in the studios. Jeff was on the phone from the site of the huge music-making structure, affectionately known as The Machine.
The Machine is an orchestral music-making machine. There's three primary instruments, but we call it the Absolute Quartet. And the reason we do that is because it highlights the fact that the online user is the fourth participant in that band. So there's a very complicated marimba accompanied by, you know, the finger on the wine glass trick, a robotic version of that with 35 wine glasses and a percussion ensemble. And all of these things combine with a motif that you enter online, and they make a piece of music that is unique for you.
Okay, so it's also appropriate that we have the other half of your team, Dan Paluska, here in studio, because this is an interactive kind of experience. It's connecting people who are really all over the world, right? You said that just today you found people who were engaging in this process from Portugal?
Yep. There are two people in line from Portugal earlier. And we've had people from, you know, probably 20 countries or so. Korea, Hong Kong, Canada, U.S., Sweden, France, Great Britain, wherever.
As you were approaching this, Dan, what came up and surprised you that you of the riddle that needed to be solved to make this happen?
I mean, the largest challenge was the technical challenge of being able to shoot the marimba reliably over and over again. You're shooting a 1 1/8 inch diameter rubber ball about 6 feet in the air, and then you're bouncing off a key that's, you know, 2 inches wide, and you have to do that 1,000 times a day. And so that was the largest technical challenge for the physical robot. And also just the physical robot itself is 17 feet long and about 7 feet deep and has probably 3,000 or 4,000 custom parts, and then about double that in terms of stock parts. And so it was just a really large project, and we developed it in 4 months. So it was.
And on the flip side, a non-technical challenge was, how do we make a non-superficial experience for people online? How do we really get someone to experience a 3-minute interaction and leave thinking that they actually created something meaningful?
In doing this, you can enter in a melody, and we'll go through a demonstration. And then on the other side, in that gallery, this machine creates a kind of symphony based on the little melody that the user remotely types in. How much of that is based on algorithms or science, and how much of it is really a genuine kind of organic creative process?
I would say that everything that the human puts in is a genuine organic process, and everything that we do with that to make a piece of music is based on science and algorithms. So, I mean, you know, we are nowhere near claiming that this is a true artificially creative machine that on its own is going to make new works of art. We are fundamentally relying on the fact that we have a human in the loop, and we just want to see what can we do with the small piece of information that a human gives us and expand that into a full piece the way that someone like Bach would with a fugue theme.
Yeah, but Dan, humans are so unpredictable. They'll do the strangest, oddest things. Did you factor in the unpredictability of the human?
Well, I mean, that's the great part about it. That's definitely the win. And one of the things that we talked about when we were developing this piece is that when someone does something that you weren't expecting, takes this in a totally new direction, then that's when you know you've succeeded. When people are thinking about ways to use your device that you didn't imagine, and that means you made it broad enough and deep enough where someone can figure a new way to use it out. And so, I mean, it's been great to see the way people have interacted with it. And, you know, sometimes you'll come into this space and you'll be in the space, and someone comes online from anywhere and they'll type something in that just really seemed unexpected, and then the machine will react in a way that you didn't expect. And Jeff and I have seen this machine play hundreds of times, thousands of times, and still sometimes something will happen and it will surprise us, and that's great.
Do you consider, Dan, the machine to be a tool for your art, or is it part of the art?
I mean, it's a really interesting question, and where the line between artwork, artist, tool, and all those things exist. And I mean, I definitely consider this thing to be a piece of art. I think we both do. But that doesn't mean it's not a tool as well. And but it's something that enables a new experience.
That was Dan Paluska in studio and Jeff Lieberman on the phone. They're the creators of Absolute Quartet. And, of course, we didn't let these guys go without letting us play around a little bit. We created some of our own music, which is what you are hearing right now.
And we captured it all on video. We put one camera here in the studio and one down at the machine, so you can watch the BPP Symphony come together in real time. It's a very cool project. We'll link to it on our site, and we'll put up that video at npr.org/Bryant Park. Thank you.